Hey, Cleaning Nation, ever listen to the show and think, if I could just get this guy to help me out, I would save so much time and frustration? Or my life would be awesome if I could just get a few of these systems they're actually talking about actually implemented in my business? Well, if that's you, I've got some spectacular news. I am hosting our first ever live event. We are personally going to walk through the Clean Profit Method with no more than 16 owners and cleaning companies in just 2.5 days. I cannot wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method together. If this is scratching where you itch, stop watching or listening to the show right now and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details. Like I said, I can't wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of Cleaning Amazingness. As always, we start the show by thanking you for being the best community in the whole wide world, telling you that you're awesome, and this show exists because you tell a friend, because you subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, because you join the Facebook group, because you support us, come to our events, give us shout-outs, buy the book, all that good stuff. You guys are amazing. Keep up the good work, and we will keep doing our best to help you guys grow and hit your cleaning company dreams. That said, everything that we've got for the latest and greatest on how to get financial freedom, time freedom, all the things that you thought and knew that your cleaning company could make for you, all the tools that you're going to need are growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out right now. Today, we are chatting with Andres Leal from Lava Flash in Guadalajara, Mexico. Lava Flash has been serving the commercial market for the last 3 years in Guadalajara. If you want to reach out to Andres and his team, you get a hold of him at www.lavaflash.com.mx. Andres, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. As I mentioned to you right before we got started, I think, and if I'm wrong, our first actual Mexican guest will call and yell at me, but I think you may be our straight out of Mexico first guest, man. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm honored.
All right. So first and foremost, I love the international. I think we're in like 90-some countries by now, and I love the international nature of this show. So anytime I get someone from across any border, I love hearing what's your favorite thing about the show. They're like, oh, that works in Mexico just like it does in the States. And what's the one thing I say that you're like, I don't know if that works the same here as it does there?
You know, surprisingly, a lot of things are very similar here and than the U.S. except for maybe the salaries, but it's quite similar. And a big difference I would say is I guess the clients, maybe they're a little bit more picky in the U.S. as far as I've learned, and I guess that would be it, you know.
Okay, cool. I just always like hearing what's working and what's not working out there in other countries. And that said, how did you come across the show? And again, I'm in Arizona, so we're kind of almost as close as you can get to Guadalajara and still be in the States, but still a different country. How did you get connected with the show?
I was desperate, man. Like, I was having so many business issues as far as administration, and because the company is, we're on the company, my dad and I, so it's just the two of us and then the employees. And my dad is stubborn. He's very stubborn. So I was like trying to find advice on YouTube and Google on how to practically go over my business. And one of your videos popped out, and I found it super interesting that it was a podcast, because like there's not a lot of advice or content out there for cleaning businesses. And I was surprised that I saw your podcast and all of this free advice. And I learned so much about it. And there's some ideas that I've implemented in my own business that has given me really good results.
Fantastic, man. That is exactly why we do what we do, is we just absolutely love helping owners of cleaning companies do better. So that really is helpful to me to know that we're on the right track. And we're not allergic to money, so feel free to send me like $27 and we'll call it square, okay?
All right, man. You got it.
All right, cool. What's going on today in your world that I can help you with, my friend?
All right. So one of the main issues that we've encountered is basically projecting our values and like basically in terms of service to our customers, like setting up the expectations of, hey, this is what we do and this is how we're going to do it. And you have to respect that so we can do our job and do it. You're doing it perfectly. And we do post-construction cleaning, and in this world, there's a lot of meddling because, you know, some people think they're experts on everything. So yeah, that's the main issue that we have. A lot of people don't want to hear about it or think they were just being outright rude. So
give me a couple of specifics just so I can make sure I take you down the right path. Give me a good example of a policy or a procedure or a system that's very important that you guys are non-negotiable on that upsets your customers, and we'll walk through how to do that in a way that you get what you need and they get what they need.
Okay, so we have a closed door policy, which means whenever you go into a post-construction job, either a house, a building, or whatever, we don't want any workers there or any other, like, I don't know, carpenters or, you know, you get the drill. And anyone installing sheetrock or anything. So because we have to do the rework and we don't charge for the rework because they don't want that. They want to save as much money as possible. So the main issue that we have is, like, we go into a house or a building, and there's still people working in it. And we're paying our employees by the day. So, like, we have to do the job, or we have to pay them a part of their day if we have to go back another day. You know what I mean? So it costs us money. And so the art, kind of like going off the road here, but we want to like be clear and enforce that we don't work. We're gonna do our job the right way with the quoted price or the quoted days. If you have people coming in and out and doing a mess.
Okay. So good thing is, that's an easy one. We can definitely help you. There's kind of two categories of things that I won't do. One is something I know is going to harm my client. You know, if you came to me and said, hey, I don't want to buy insurance for my employees, and if they get hurt, they just get hurt, but it's going to save me money. I'm not into that. I'm not that you've ever said that or would do that, but you know, if anyone came to me like that, I'm not going to help them. That's not for me. Not even judging them. I'm just saying I'm not interested in that. So that would just be a clear, I don't think that's the right thing. That's not negotiable for me. So we're kind of done here, and I'm not really worried about how you think of me. I'm out. That's not what you're talking about. And the good news is the vast majority of things, especially if you're picking your clients right, the vast majority of things are going to be like, hey, we want the same thing. I just have a different way of going about it than you do, right? They want you to be in and out as quickly and cheaply as possible. And guess what? You want to be in and out as quickly and cheaply as possible. So you want the same thing. They are just kind of looking at it one way. You're looking at it another. Is that, am I painting a fair picture, or have I kind of gone off the rails any?
No, that's perfect. Yeah.
Okay. So first and foremost, we got to remember whether we're selling a new customer or reselling an old customer. Let me tell you, the people I quote unquote sell the most are my one-on-one clients. I'm constantly selling them, and I'm using big air quotes because I'm being a little facetious, but I'm constantly selling them on actually doing what I ask them to do, right? I tell them all the time, you can ignore me for free. Why would you pay me to not listen? you can listen to me and not pay me, or not, you know, and not do any of it. You know, that's free. Why would you pay me to not do that, right? If you're going to give me money, for crying out loud, let's do something, right? And that whole spiel is to quote unquote sell them on doing what I ask them to do, because I know they're not going to get results if they don't. So we got to understand that just because they've signed a contract with you, the selling's not over. Okay. So we are going to probably sell our customers harder than we're going to sell our prospects, right? Because we actually owe them something. Prospects, I certainly want to help. But if the guy's like, oh my gosh, that's too expensive or whatever, I'm like, all right, well, hit the road. I don't owe you anything. But if you're my one-on-one client, I've taken your money in exchange for helping you. I kind of got to, you know what I'm saying? You're going to get a harder, I'm going to be harsher with you and more real with you and more firm with you than I'm going to be with just a prospect, because he doesn't give me any money. So I want to see good things, but if he wants to do his own thing, screw him, right? Whereas you're a customer, I can't just say, well, screw you. I got to help you. does all that sound okay?
Yeah. It's making sense.
Okay. So let's talk about how to do that. The good thing is, again, we're on the same page. It's just when we talk about selling from the beginning, people get, hopefully, that people don't, your customer doesn't care about you or your customer and what's going on in your life. They care about them and their project and how you, they only care about you, how you can relate to that. Is that fair? Like, you know, a lot of people get into the, we've been in business this long and we've got this kind of insurance and we're, the Better Business Bureau loves us and blah, us. They don't care crap. They just want to know, hey, how can you make my life quicker, easier, make me more money, take stress off my plate? That's what they're looking for. Is that what you found in your experience so far? Hey, Cleaning Nation, are you enjoying the show? Want to go from listening to doing? If you're committed to making this the year that you kick your company into hypergrowth and actually start implementing all the systems that I coach on this show that will allow you to work on your business instead of in it, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details on our upcoming live event. I'm going to personally walk you and 15 other entrepreneurs through the entire Clean Profit method in just 2.5 days. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, I mean, most customers just they care about, you know, delivering the project or the last stage of the construction to the client, and they don't care about anything else.
Okay, so let's talk about, the cool thing is I'm gonna say the same thing twice. Once I'm gonna make it me focused, and the other time I'm gonna make it you focused. Okay. Now the only difference, and when I say you, I mean your customer. Okay, so you're the customer and I'm you. Only difference is be how I phrase it, but it's the same thing. So once you kind of get that concept of, oh my gosh, overreaching, we're not talking about us and what we need and how it's going to screw up our lives and me. They're not going to respond well to that because, quite frankly, they won't say this, but they don't care about you. They care about them and how you can make their life better. So we're going to do one take where it's about them and one take where it's about us. And I think you'll go, wow, I think my customers would respond to that when it's about them. And yeah, I can see where they won't respond to when it's about me. So the first one, hey, Andres, this is Mike. I know we're in your project. We've got some problems here. My guys are down there trying to clean up this mess that you guys have made, and you've got contractors all in there, and we can't get our dang jobs done, and that's not the deal that we made, and we're really unhappy. Our guys are pissed off. I can't afford to make them pay. You guys need to sort this thing out if you don't want me to hit you with a bunch of extra charges. Is that a fair synopsis?
Honestly, I'm not sure. it sounds kind of like you don't care about me, you know?
Right, because I was talking about me the whole time, right?
Yeah.
But the facts are all correct. I didn't say any facts that were wrong. Just the way I said it was kind of not very helpful. But yeah. Did I say anything that was untrue or like I didn't, you know, is that okay, so that's one way. And you who are now in your customer's shoes go, well, this guy's a jerk. And I can see why you're like, I don't like saying those things because I when you say them to me, it makes me upset. So I don't want to say those things because then I'll be a jerk. Now let's say it another way. Hey, Andres. And again, we want to start this in advance. So we're going to have this conversation before we ever get on site. Hey, Andres, we've done this a lot. And if you're like most of the customers that we know, you can't have any last minute upcharges or delays. If you need it done by the 12th, you need it done by the 12th. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So in order for that to happen, so you don't have to upset your customers and you don't have anyone that's angry, and the easiest way to say it is your life is easy and you never even think of us other than like, oh crap, I guess that construction's cleanup done and that was perfect. And were those guys even here? Is that kind of the scenario that you're looking for?
Yeah.
Okay. The best way we found to do that after having worked with tons of people just like you is there's two options. One, we can have an open door policy where you've got contractors coming in and out whenever you please, and that's fine. And there's an extra $250 a day charge for that just to make sure we can accommodate it. But, you know, sometimes you need that, and we want to make sure that we offer that for you. The other is a closed door policy, which is a little more frustrating, but it guarantees that we'll be done on time. We guarantee there's no upcharges and there's no additional charge for that. Which of those is going to work for you in this circumstance?
Man, that is genius. I'll go with the second one, the cheapest one.
Fantastic. And of course, we're here to serve you and make your life easy. So for whatever reason you need contractors in there, absolutely no problem. We'll take care of you. There will be that upcharge, but I'm sure that's not going to be the case because it sounds like you're pretty committed to getting this done on time and on budget. Are we cool?
Yeah, let's do it.
Done. So if you play this back, and again, this is a podcast, so everybody listening, feel free to rewind 2.5 minutes. Count the I, we, us, our, me. In the first deal, there's probably 20 of them and maybe 2 or 3 you or your. In the second time I said it, there's probably 20 you or your and maybe 2 or 3 I or we. All I did was changed it from what I need and what I want and how you are making my life inconvenient, which quite frankly, you don't care about. And since you're the one that has the money and I would like to possess that money, well, we gotta take your cares into consideration. The second one, all I talked about was what you need and how to get you your goals. So I don't like the, well, our policy is this and that's just it. Well, I don't give two craps about your policy, right? Like, I don't know if they have that in Mexico, but in the United States, we have the dry cleaners that'll be like, we are not responsible for lost or stolen goods. So it's like, because yeah. You put up a sign, you can just steal my crap and be like, well, we're not responsible. Like, a sign doesn't make it okay, dude. Like, I'm not responsible for punching dry cleaners in the face. If I have that a sign on my shirt, I can't just go punching people. Like, yeah, like, well, you can't just because you have a sign doesn't mean it's okay. So that's a very, like, we need this, and it's very we-centered, and it pisses people off, right? Like, why would you say that? You know, you instead say, hey, if you want to make sure you don't get stuff lost and stolen, do this, right? Like, let's help out. So all that to say, the long story short is the focus needs to change from I, we, us, our, I need this, we need this, it makes us, my life difficult, to you, your. You are looking for this, you want this to happen. In order for that to happen, this is how it's going to go. We've had lots of experience with people just like you, and here's a policy to do it. And then you always give them choices, right? If it's not immoral, I'm always going to give someone a choice. So if I've got a client that needs it a certain way and I want to do it another way, I'm going to go, well, can I do that? And one of the kind of rules I found works for me most of the time in business is if you have a problem that requires money and you have money, well, then you don't have a problem, right? So if the guy came to you and said, hey, Andres, if... we got to have contractors in there, but let me just throw you an extra $200 a day for every day we have contractors. Is that cool? You're probably gonna be like, yeah, it's cool, or $500 or whatever the number is for you, right?
Yeah.
But if you get to pick that number, all of a sudden you're like, man, I wish we could get some more clients ahead of people in there. I love that extra cash. Like, we don't do that much work, we get paid. So when possible, again, if it's an ethical or moral thing, right? If someone's gonna curse at my employees or yell at them or treat any of my employees with disrespect, that's non-negotiable. I'm out, we're done. But if it's just a preference, like I'd rather this or that, it's not immoral, I'm not being rude, I'm not being a jerk, I'm just a customer and I'm selfish and I want it my way, the answer is always, absolutely, here's what it costs. So, you know, I don't really do a lot of, hey, could you fly out to my place and, you know, run my business for me? I don't have a program for that. But if someone that I like said, would you do that? And I don't know, what's your pay? $5,000. No, I can't do that. $150,000 for a month. Yeah, I'll be right out. I'll see you on Monday. Right. So it's not that I wouldn't say, hey, Andres, I don't care that you want that. That's not how I train. I go, well, that's what it costs. Then you might go, well, I can't pay that. Okay, well, here's another way I can help you that might work. As opposed to just going, I'm not going to come out there and do that. Well, shoot, you might have $150,000 you're trying to get rid of. And, you know, far be it for me to tell you no. So, again, first and foremost, break it into categories. Is this a legal, ethical, moral thing? And if it is, obviously, you can't help them, right? If someone wants to do something illegal or steal or lie or cheat, there's no negotiation. There's no I, me, us. It's just no for me. And obviously, you've got your own rules on that. So you'll, you know, if it's that first category, we're not going to try and make nice. We're just going to draw a line in the sand and say, no, I'm not going to lie, cheat, or steal. The second category is, I want people on site. We want to pay you like this. Whatever the case may be, like, hey, we want to pay net 90. Yeah, that's no problem. We have net 90 things. You have to put up a bond. I have to pull your credit. You have to have a DMB report. There's a $10,000 deposit. But absolutely, we get paid net 90. Well, I'm not going to do all that sort of stuff. Oh, that's funny, because if you pay in advance, we give a 4% discount. Well, see what I'm saying? Instead of me going, well, it doesn't work for me. Why you don't care about me, right? So all that to say, if it's something you're not going to do, obviously don't do it. And that's usually for me, legal, ethical, moral. I'm not going to do anything that I'm uncomfortable with. If it is something that's not a legal thing and you want me to come out and fly out there and pat you on the head and tell you it's going to be and hold hands and work with you for a month, well, I'm just going to charge an exorbitant rate. Like, well, I wouldn't do that for this amount, but for that amount, yeah, I'll be right there. Maybe you will pay the rate. Maybe you won't. But yeah. I'm still saying yes. And you don't hate me if I'm like, well, that's $150,000. You go, oh my goodness, I can't afford that. Oh, well, here's another way I can help you that. And then maybe you go, okay, fantastic. But you're in a much better space to help versus or be helped versus me just trying to lay down the law. Did they answer your question?
Yeah, man. I'm blown away at how simple it is and and how helpful this is going to be in the current and the future jobs. So,
yeah. And again, just long story short, remember, this is supposed to be fun, right? Goodness. If you're laughing and having a good time and they're laughing and having a good time, this isn't rocket science. We're not splitting the atom. We're not brain surgeons. If we screw something up, no one's going to die. You know, if we clean it and it isn't clean, we just clean it again. Like, it's fine. So feel free to give yourself permission to have fun and just realize we're dealing with other humans, and it's okay to not, you know, make a big stinking deal out of everything. All right, enough of me yakking. Let's hit the lightning round so I can hush up for two and a half seconds, give you the opportunity to share some of your wisdom. Three quick questions, three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, either personally or professionally, that we can learn from?
Definitely to be patient. A lot of people, like, when they start a business, they think that they're going to start seeing the results and the money just flowing in the first week or, like, the first month. But it took us almost 2 years and a lot of failures to just see some wins and start seeing a little money and get where we are today.
That's awesome. And that's, I got to say, that's not a popular or sexy sentiment, like, be patient. That's like old man boring stuff, but it doesn't mean it's any less true. That's some good wisdom. You sound like a young guy, but that's some old man wisdom out there. Just be patient. Question two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that we can maybe save ourselves some headache?
Underestimating how much the clients need us rather than if we need them. Overestimating how much the clients or how much we need the clients. Sorry, we can do this again. Like,
yeah, no. What do you mean?
Overestimating how much the clients. Again. Yeah, like overestimating how much we need the clients then rather than they need us. So that means just like we don't have to get every client. You know, like we don't have to. Accept every job offer or every bid. Like, it's not needed. Like, we have the option to pick the client. We have the option to pick the schedule, the time, the date, instead of they having to rule everything and control your schedule.
I got to tell you, that is a very common theme and part of what I love about my job is I get to talk to people all over the world, literally. Some just starting out, some with a couple dozen employees, some with a couple hundred. And you start seeing themes. And by far, a theme for the larger companies, especially on the commercial side, is the larger they get, the more particular they are about their customers. The new guys and gals are kind of like, I take anyone, I'll do it for any price, whatever I got to do to get a dollar in the door. But I found the larger you get, the more particular they get. So if you're smaller and you want to be large, that's a good way to start kind of acting like a bigger company, is be more particular about who you pick. And a way to do that is to have a system to bring in the right prospects all the time, right? I can be real picky about who I pick because there's more dang people of you in Cleaning Nation than there's me to help y'all. So when I've got so much lead flow of people coming in going, help me, I can really pick the ones not only that I think I can give the best help to, but that I like and I want to work with, I want to hang out with, right? Like this event we're doing next week in Phoenix is 16 people. I handpicked every single one of them. And we are doing another one. The first one sold out so quickly. We're doing another one in Florida. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live, you can see where we're staying. I rented a house. We're all going to hang out together for 2.5 days, and you can see how to apply to see if you can get one of those 16 spots. All right, enough of that. I don't know how I just totally took your great advice and made it about me. So I did the exact opposite of what I told you to do. Bad radio, bad podcast host. Let's hit the last question. I promise I'll stick my nose out of it for 2 seconds. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away that will improve their business or their lives? Doesn't even have to be anything big. Could be something small, but just something easy to implement they can put in practice right away that will make their lives or the business even a little better.
The biggest investment you can make right now is investing in Google Ads and Facebook Ads. It's gonna, it's just so cheap, and the return of investment is, you know, 400-fold. It's so big, and all you need is some time to learn it, to learn a little bit of ads copy, or you can hire someone. But I guarantee you that it's going to be worth it, because the money they put in, you're going to get it twice or more back.
All right. So first of all, you made a liar to me, Andres, because I am going to stick my big fat nose in what you said. Two things. One, in the States, I have not found Facebook or Google advertising to be a quick something you do right now. It's a longer term play. Mm-hmm. Second, traffic is not super cheap here. Certainly on AdWords. It's still okay on Facebook, but it's not there. That said, there are some countries, and apparently Mexico is one of them, and from what I know, I would agree with that, that stuff is still super cheap. So if you are in one of those countries, and again, in the States, you can absolutely still make money. It's just not a slam dunk. Like, you do have to have some copy, and you have to kind of know what you're doing. And again, you might want to hire someone to really understand it before you put a bunch of money into it. But there is an opportunity in all countries. Some countries, it sounds like Mexico, are just like a no-brainer. You really can just kind of throw money at it, and it's still so new. The traffic is undervalued. In the States, we're a little past that, but you can still make a lot of money. It's just not you gotta be good at it. Is that? I know I kind of took over what you're saying. Do you take exception with any of the stuff I said, Andres, or are we on board with one another?
So I do agree that Facebook and Google Ads is cheaper here. It's way cheaper, like dollars to the cent. However, we used to also spend a lot of money on advertising in Google and Facebook until we started to. Well, I started to optimize everything, like every keyword and everything, looking for like the keywords that are going to get to our business, get us the right customers. That's when we started saving money, and that's when we started seeing some return of investment. So I don't know if in the States it's going to be that expensive, because if you launch a campaign and it just like, broad campaign, 18 to 65 years old in the entire in America, it might be expensive, but if you're super niche and focused, then it might save you a lot of money.
All right, well played, and now you're making me think I need to do a AdWords or a Facebook podcast one of these days. All right, Andres, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for showing your passion. I love your story. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Andres' show notes page and everything we have to offer on how to grow a cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.